as we roll you through on any weekday here on Soul Country. Rick, is it a real hassle preparing that? You've got to get it in the morning because people have to realize the fact that the Eastern time zone is certainly a little bit different than ours. Everybody's 3 hours ahead of you when you sit down at your desk to get the day going.
It's not. I wouldn't call it a hassle, Dennis. It's a little bit of work. I've tried to do it on the fly, and that doesn't seem to work very good. So I write it out every morning, and it's really one of those things that it gets me prepared as well. You look at where interest rates are going. You look at what the markets are doing. What's happened overseas. So in a short little 2-minute report, there's quite a bit of information.
Gets your head in the day.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We'll do that right now. We're going to take you to Oliver now. Gary's listening in here. Thank you, Gary, for listening to Soul Country and taking part in our Long and the Short of It show. You mentioned last week, Gary says, Rick, tax liability on an RRSP or RRIF at death and what a person can do to mitigate that risk. I see this is setting up properly. Did you get that question?
Yeah, okay. You bet, right. Gary. Okay, so that's a great question, actually. Typically, what a person can do to have a contingency for that tax liability at death is to use different types of insurance. The best I like to use is a T100 or a minimum funded UL policy that would basically offset the tax that a person would pay in their final return. And basically that tax-free benefit from the insurance would make the sort of investment or wealth portion of that person whole. Now, the way to do it over time, obviously, is every year when you're contributing to your RRSP that you're having some sort of insurance component that's added to it so that at a given time that the tax liability is the same amount as your tax-free benefit from your insurance.
Very good. And that comes from Gary and Oliver. What I think what people try to set up for before death is they're trying to always figure out a way that the government's not going to get any of their money.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the best way of putting it, Dennis. And there are, that's part of the planning process. And, it's important to, have a will and, have it reviewed by a lawyer who, is up to speed on everything. We're going to have some changes, at least their proposed changes here this month on wills in the province of British Columbia. So it's a good opportunity for everybody to start that conversation and make sure everything's in place. But there's a lot of ways that a person can take care of sort of the little items and that give maybe the executor a bit of grief. And so that's where they can have the conversation, not only with their lawyer, with their financial advisor, their accountant, that sort of thing, and their family.
Where do people make a mistake, or I guess more so, what happens if any of the loose ends aren't tied up? Does the government automatically get it then?
No.
No.
What most people are thinking about when they don't want the government to have things, they've got certain things in place. If they don't have anything in place, then they run that risk, and that's dying and intestate. But there is, there is sort of guidelines. You've got the Family Law Act, you've got, Wills Variation Act, you've got all these different components that really a person needs some good advice from a lawyer. And get them involved, and so you have a number of contingencies should anything happen.
This was from Gary and Oliver that sparked the conversation we're into now on the Long and the Short of It in mentioning tax liability on RRSPs or RRIFs at deaths. This is what we're talking about here. We'll move to Alan in Penticton now, Rick. Which platform is better to pay management fees? Is it better to pay management fees or commissions?
Oh, wow, we're having a talk about management fees and commissions. Okay, it really depends, Gary, on exactly, is that Gary or, I'm sorry?
Yeah, Alan.
Alan, I'm sorry, Alan.
Yeah.
Alan, it really depends on each person's particular situation. A management fee is an ongoing cost or an ongoing expense to an investment account. A commission is a one-time charge to the investment account. So if a person is very, very active, let's say perhaps a fee-based platform is better for them, going forward. If they're not doing a whole lot of activity, if they've got things fairly well set up, they're happy with the way they're going and everything's working the way it should, you know, then probably a commission platform is a little bit better. But like I say, it's very different for everybody, and just what they're asking their advisor to do. If they're asking their advisor to do a whole bunch of different things, then you know, perhaps the fee-based portfolio is what they're looking for. I mean, some people are looking for option strategies and stuff like that. Well, you start doing those on a commission basis, and they can add up pretty quick as well.
How can people best research? You were even mentioning the library last show, Rick. The best way to get information so you're not getting jilted on something on the internet that's not really true and is not giving people the true answer that they need.
Well, for sort of current news, you know, something reasonably current, if you can find something at the library, it's generally pretty good. Obviously, the internet's got everything fairly, you know, is live on as fast as it happens practically. But if you're looking for investment strategies and you're looking for, you know, sort of definitions and stuff like that, I like the library. The internet's good, but the only thing you have to look for in the library is if you're getting back to, you know, stuff that's written in the 1980s and 90s, we were in a 16-year bull market, and we just don't happen to be in that right now. So, you know, maybe some of those strategies wouldn't be relevant as much as they were then.
You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on Soul Country, South Okanagan Country Internet Radio. Another break when we come back. I'm going to give the number out again at 778-476-1674. All right. Good information, and all your questions are good ones too. You can email into info@soulcountry.ca if you want to have one of your questions answered on The Long and the Short of It.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
IPC Securities Corporation is a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Boy, these shows just go right by here. Rick David is with us on The Long and the Short of It here. Rick, as far as people wanting to make appointments with you, talk to you about any financial needs, you're saying you sit down for about an hour the first time, and you don't charge people for having a sit down and getting acquainted with how you do business and how they can move their money, right?
Oh, that's great, Dennis. Like, I think it's important that people get the right information, and you know, that they're not only comfortable with what I'm trying to do, but you know, with what they've been doing. They've probably got some history there, and you know, so basically that 1 hour is to sit down and sort of get an idea of for myself what the person might need and whether I can do it.
Yeah, I guess you have to read the person too. I mean, the personnel that he talks to, they may say that they are some kind of investor. You can probably tell after about 15 or 20 minutes if they are or not. I don't think anybody comes to you to tell stories, but they may not know how well schooled they are on what they're getting into.
Yeah, it's really, really, Dennis, it really is different. You know, like, some folks have, you know, been doing it for quite a while, and they're very, very sophisticated in what they do, and other folks may have been quite some time, but they maybe have not been as engaged as some other folks. So it's really so specific from person to person.
Boy, thank you. We've got 35 seconds left in this show. We're going to do our sign off already. We hope you're enjoying The Long and the Short of It here. The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and are not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund, And you can find Rick David in the City Center building at the corner of Wade and Main Street in Penticton, which was the old Zellers building. Catch us every Sunday at 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening right here on South Okanagan Country Internet Radio.